Hello again, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. If you're just joining us, well, I am so glad you tuned in to 88.1 FM. If you were with us from the top of the hour, well, then you know that this is Faith in Action. And I'm the host of the show, Joanne Fox. And we are talking with some individuals who are associated with Bishop Heelan Catholic High School here in Sioux City, Iowa. We have in the studio Lexi Rickey, Bryn Kuntz, and Liam Cleary. And in the first 15 minutes or so, we talked a lot about, who these three people are and, where they're headed maybe or where they were headed. And life changes, as we know, in a second. And what I'd like to do is kind of share with the listeners now something I saw in the Lumen, which is the official newspaper for the Diocese of Sioux City, Iowa. And that was a picture of a service trip that, Lexi, you kind of coordinated and then took students on. So that's what I thought the listeners would be interested in. So share with the listeners exactly what it is I'm talking about.
Yeah, we went on a mission trip to Denver, Colorado over Holy Week. Father Shane, our chaplain, and I took, I'm the campus minister. We took 12 juniors and seniors. I think there were 8 seniors, 4 juniors that came with. Yeah, last fall, so I started in July, and we kind of jumped into Steubenville, and then I was jumping into the school year. But throughout the fall, Father and I were kind of looking at the schedule for the rest of the school year, talking through things. What do our students need? What does there seem to be a hunger for? How can we support that? How can we offer that? And so something that had come up just in different conversations with different kids was a desire for a mission trip, something happening in the spring. We'd had conversations about, do we do a pilgrimage and just focus on prayer and that sort of experience, which is very formative, or do we do a mission trip? And if you do a mission trip, what kind and where do you go? So a lot of just like planning, the two of us separating, coming back, being like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I went to Benedictine and mission trips were huge, spring break and fall break. And so I never got to go on one, but I had lots of friends that did. So it was a lot of just reaching out to my friends saying like, what did you like? What did you not like? Where did you spend time? Different things like that. There were a couple organizations that came up that between Father and I, we just started reaching out to them, just seeing like, high schoolers, do you have any opportunities for us? What would that look like? So we settled on Denver. They have Christ in the City, which is a really wonderful organization. I've had a lot of friends volunteer with and go back multiple times who just love it. We're also looking at Sioux City, right? Because it's easy to like go on different mission trips that while they're a cool experience, it's hard to make the connection of like, what does that have to do with me here? Throughout the winter, I think Father Shane's been doing it for a handful of years now. We go to the warming shelter once a month and take meals there. And so different groups at Heelan are in charge of that. And so obviously Heelan, for those who don't know, is downtown. And so there's a lot of people literally that we like walk by going into this school, especially in the old building, that are experiencing homelessness. So it's like, okay, how do we kind of combat this like jadedness towards this? So our mission trip focused on homelessness mission there. So we worked with a few different organizations, one of them being Christ in the City. We spent a day with them. We spent an afternoon with them where they kind of took us on a walking tour downtown. Just really, really incredible. Just kind of opened our eyes to like, what is the experience of homelessness? What does it look like? They pointed out things that I know for me, I'd never realized. I'd kind of noticed them, but I didn't know what they had to do with maybe the people around us. And then we served meals with them at this Lunch in the Park experience that maybe Bryn or Liam can kind of expound on a little bit more. We worked with the Missionaries of Charity. Father Shane's done a lot of work with them in different places. And obviously they're just like a really wonderful order that loves so well through this like charism of Mother Teresa. And then lastly, we worked with the Samaritan House, which is kind of an offshoot of their Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Denver. We spent a day with them. And so the hope was that within this like broad context of like homeless ministry, what does this look like? We're hoping to work with a couple of different organizations. A, just because like it can be hard for them to like not entertain, but to like have enough stuff for us to do. We were there for 5 days, but also because there's charisms, because there's different things that stick out to different people. We're bringing 12 students, and then both myself and Father Shane, all bringing different experiences, different interests. And so having these different charisms, this different way of like loving and living the same mission of like loving and serving the homeless. The hope and the expectation was that different things would stand out to different people. So it's like, okay, maybe like the way that the missionaries of charity talk about this really strikes me and I want to know more. And like that fits me more. Maybe the Christ in the City, the way that they serve, it looks different than the Samaritan house. And so like, what is there for me in that? So that's kind of our goal and our aim. Other than that, I'm trying to think the rest of the trip. I don't know how much you want to know about like the planning, but...
Well, let's get into that in a second, because I guess my curiosity is, Bryn, why did you say yes? I mean, this is not like an assignment in school where if you don't do the assignment, then you get the bad grade. This is optional. So what was it about it that you thought to yourself, I need to do this?
Well, once again, I said I had gone on the other trips with Lexi, so I trusted what Lexi had planned would be good. And also, like, I like doing service things. Like, they have a way of, like, feeding your soul. Like, just helping other people can do that. And so I knew this one would be good. I'm glad it was a mission trip instead of just, like, the pilgrimage would have been good, but I'm glad it was a mission trip. I think that's what we needed right now. And it was different from just, like, a March for Life or, like, a visit down to a college, because, like, you were meeting other people. Like, it required something from you. So that's why I said yes.
Okay. And Liam, why did you say yes? Again, like I said, you didn't have to do this.
No, and I haven't been on any of the other trips, and this was my first trip. And I would, the label mission trip really, really got me into it, because it was like, there's something that needs to be done. Should I do it? And I mean, the answer was pretty much a resounding yes. Like, of course you should go out and help these people. And I think once I knew that it was like a homeless ministry thing, I was all in at that point, because, I mean, like Lexi said, our school is in downtown, so there's a lot of homeless interaction with the homeless people there. And I think that just by going, it needed to be addressed. It needed to be fixed, I guess.
Okay. I'm always curious as a parent and now a grandparent that if you, Liam, came to me and said, I want to go on this mission trip to Denver, we're going to work with the homeless, what was the reaction of your parents?
There was some concern. They were very supportive. They were like, okay, yes, yeah, go and, you know, preach
the
gospel.
Where do I write the check to?
Exactly. Yes. They were very supportive, but they did express concern. They did, don't give out. I mean, Christ in the City was very, they outlined what they do very well to us, and they were like, don't give out personal information. Don't, like, they still want us, they were still very protective, I want to say, but still showing good human interaction with the homeless.
Okay. Bryn, same thing, you know, come home and, hey, guess what, folks? I'm thinking of going on this mission trip to Denver. We're going to work with the homeless. Isn't that a great idea? And what was the reaction?
They were pretty okay with it. They were like, once again, they're like Lexi. They're like, she's got it. She'll be good. Like, I tell them about Lexi all the time. I don't think they've actually met you yet. But, yeah, I tell them about Lexi all the time. They're like, she'll be fine. But they're kind of like, Denver? Like, why Denver? You know, like, we have stuff we can do here. And I think that's... like, that's a point to further, like, expound on, you said. But, no, like, because we tend to, like, dissociate. Like, when we go there, like, I guess the challenge was, like, go there. You see homeless people. You see the things that happen there. And then, like, associate them with Denver. But, like, at the same time, there's homeless people in Sioux City, too. And, like, that also needs to be addressed. Like, it's not only a problem in Denver. It's a problem everywhere. And that's one of the challenges.
Okay. And Lexi, a little bit of the logistics of it all. So you make the decision that you're going to go to Denver. You're going to make the decision that you're going to work with, this organization. And then, like, where do you pick when you're going to do this? You said it was during Holy Week, which is a good time because typically there's a lot of, downtime during Holy Week. There's no school. So what went into those choices?
Yeah, I think... Father Shane, he wears lots of hats. So one of the things is just like, when does he have free time? Because I knew that we wanted his accompaniment and leadership in this. And so I was looking at his schedule, but then also for the students, there's wonderful opportunities that sometimes involve missing school, right? But it's like, if we're given a week off And this was like something really beautiful about like the kids taking us up on this proposal. Is it's not like, well, I'm going to miss school for a couple of days and whatever, it'll be fun. We'll see what happens. It's like they spent, so we left Saturday morning and then we got back to Helan at like midnight on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. So we were there Saturday through Wednesday. And so they spent most of their spring break, right? And then you're right into the Triduum, then it's Easter, then you're back to school, grinding it out through the rest of the year. And that was just really striking to me that it's like they took their spring break this time where they could have done anything else. I mean, they could just hang out and rest, right? They are all like super active kids involved in different things. But they chose to like jump in a car with us, drive for 10 hours and like serve, you know? That was really striking to me. So we chose the spring break because that's when we had the time off. That's when Father's available. Also, like, there's less sports stuff happening at that time. Obviously, like, clubs really aren't in session. So a lot of our kids still did miss, like, athletic contests and things like that. But when it's something this important, it's something that they committed to. We didn't really have anybody drop out, which was, like, really beautiful to see, too.
That is. Well, listeners, we're going to take a short break again, you know, as we usually do, PSAs. Shout outs to our supporters and our underwriters. But we have a lot more information coming out about this service trip to Denver. So we need you to stay tuned because we will be right back.